The Massachusetts economy is struggling to recover from the coronavirus pandemic, with about 17% of the state workforce still not working. Amid the economic uncertainty, some people are turning to local job training programs for new skills to help them stay employed in the new COVID economy. Tiffany Mottola directs the Lair Institute in Andover, a training program that partners with the job services program American Training. She joins us now to talk about job training programs like hers and how they're helping people find work during the pandemic. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, thanks, and thank you for joining us. Is demand for services such as those that you're providing on the rise? And if you can, quantify it.
We have seen an increase for employment and health programs, may it be teleconferencing, or they're working in a hospital, or phlebotomy, secretary work at the medical offices. We're also seeing a huge increase with electronics and assembly and soldering. So companies like Microchip or Raytheon, you know, it was surprising at first, but it makes sense. I understand that the companies that are still running, yeah, they need people to work. So it doesn't stop.
What skills or training do you think will be most useful for people seeking new jobs in the new COVID economy as we move forward?
Obviously, we need healthcare. They're starting COVID testing, especially in the city here. They're looking for people just to do that. Moving forward, the healthcare is moving more towards teleconferencing. So they need people to take practical visits, but also over the phone visits or these Zoom meeting visits. Also, our business technology program is needed because everything is remote right now. So people are working from home. They need people to kind of be able to navigate through these computer systems.
I'm wondering, has the pandemic changed the way workers have approached job training? Are you seeing people concentrating on skills such as managing spreadsheets or computer programs, or are they looking at trade skills as well, or is it both?
I think that it's a little bit of both. Definitely trade skills are something that I think people have forgotten about for a little while there. You know, everybody went and tried to get these big degrees and wanted to get into kind of marketing, but we forget that we have to put together some of these pieces. If we're working in manufacturing or assembly, or we're soldering those computer pieces, especially with everything going remote, I mean, it's important for people that are in our Microsoft office to know those skills to be able to kind of work from home.
So what message do you want to get out there for those people who might need work but don't know that they can get retrained for work?
I mean, the message that I would really like to get out there is that we're not just a training program. We help counsel you. We get you to the jobs that you want. I had a student finish her business technology program. She took her test on Certiport. She finished. And right at the end, she said, "Miss, I just got a call from Northeastern looking for me to do QuickBooks." I mean, this is how amazing this is. And I would love for other people to know that literally you finish your certificate and the jobs are just waiting for you, ready to go.
Tiffany Mottola, director of the Lair Institute's job training program, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me.